Today we are going to attempt to bring a clarity to the actual details of the Milchama of Gog u'Magog, this war. For those of you that remember, in the first year of this series, we described that there are five Nevi'im that speak about Milchama's Gog u'Magog. We had Yoel, Zechariah, Yirmiah, Daniel, Yeshaya. They're all speaking about this war of Gog u'Magog, and yet it still seems to be so much vague unclarity about what's actually going to happen. So there are actually two approaches that are brought down in Chazal. One approach of clarity is explained by the Ramban. In his Pirush on Shir HaShirim, the Ramban gives one derech to learn what's going to happen throughout all the wars. And the Abarbanel, he gives his Pirush on exactly the understanding of the Psukim. So in the coming Shiurim, we are going to learn the Ramban's approach, then we'll learn the Abarbanel's approach. And again, like the Rambam that we quoted in the previous year, that we really don't know until it happens what's going to be, and therefore we're not going to come to any conclusions, but at least to have an idea, at least you know the shittas, you know the different opinions, you know basically what might happen. Today we're going to learn the Ramban's approach, which again, it's in Shir HaShirim, and also in his Sefer called Sefer HaGeulah. According to the Ramban, there are actually going to be four wars. This big Milchemes Gog u'Magog is actually going to be divided into four parts. And each one of the Nevi'im are speaking about different parts of this great war. And that's why the Psukim seem not to match one with the other, because they're each talking about a different part, or a different war, a different battle. Eventually, it all comes together to Yerushalayim, but we call this entire series of wars Milchemes Gog u'Magog, but they're really four distinct wars, one leading into the next. So, war number one, according to the Ramban, is what's explained in Sefer Daniel, Prokim Yud Aleph and Yud Beis, and Zechariah Perek Yud. We're talking about Goyim. There's going to be a king in the north and a king in the south. The southern king is going to instigate the northern king. And when you instigate, when you get under somebody's skin, they react. And the northern king is going to come. He's going to attack the king of the south with a great army, with boats, with armor, with horses, and all the other type of military prowess that he has. And he's going to be victorious over the king of the south. So this first war is the war between the north and the south, the civil war, the north and the south. Now, because he's going to be conquering, once people conquer, they already spread themselves out and conquer other countries. Once you're in the war mode, you're ready to start conquering Bechlau. So he's going to conquer the northern king, Eretz Yisrael, Mitzrayim. And that's what he's going to do. But he's not going to bother Edom, Moab. He's going to conquer now this northern king is pretty much going to be the one in control of most of the world. According to the Navi Micha, the Ramban says that this king will be in charge of pretty much this large territory of land for 9 months. Now, what's going to happen? This is starts the beginning of the process of Mashiach. In our previous series, we learned that there are a bunch of warriors on the other side of the Sambatyan, or near the Sambatyan River, which are from the Aseres HaShvatim. So now, this northern king who thinks he's so secure in his, rulership, hears that there are great armies coming from nowhere, there's these armies and these warriors are coming, and now it's a war now with Yidin. This great king is going to fight the Aseres HaShvatim. Now, good luck to him. And he's going to be wiped out. This Goyisha king is going to try to fight. This is war number two. He's going to fight with the Aseres HaShvatim. And this war, this is the war that the Navi Yirmiyah speaks about. Now, after they conquer this great northern king, the Aseres HaShvatim start new wars. And these new wars is war number three. On their journey to Eretz Yisrael, in continuing war number two, they're going to continue to Eretz Yisrael, they're going to conquer many lands, and leading them is going to be Mashiach ben Yosef, which we'll talk about more in upcoming Shiurim. Mashiach ben Yosef is going to be leading the Aseres HaShvatim. They're going to reach Eretz Yisrael, and Mashiach ben Yosef is going to rebuild Yerushalayim. Now, there's going to continue to be wars, and in this war in Eretz Yisrael itself, there's going to be a small but very, very important death. In this war, this is when Mashiach ben Yosef dies. We have a Gemara in Sukkah and Pesukim in Zechariah, which we'll talk about again in the coming Shiurim, where it speaks about the eulogies and the hesped on Mashiach ben Yosef. But then it's going to become a very, very sad part to this war. And that is an actual civil war between Yidden. Because the Aseres HaShvatim now are pretty much ruling the Yerushalayim. They've conquered many lands. And now the other Shvatim, Yehuda, Malchus Beis David, Yehuda and Binyamin and the rest of the Shvatim that have been already integrated and assimilated in the two Shvatim, they're going to arrive to Eretz Yisrael. Now, once they arrive to Eretz Yisrael, unfortunately, there's going to be a shtickle civil war amongst Yidden. This is the third war in Eretz Yisrael. Can you imagine Jews fighting Jews in Eretz Yisrael? Who ever heard of such a thing? Yidden not getting along in Eretz Yisrael. Unheard of. But that's what's going to happen. You have the Malchus Yisrael and Malchus Yehuda. And obviously at the end, I hope it's not a whole long war without many deaths. But after this third part of the war, Malchus Beis David is the established king. That's when he becomes official. Everybody knows that right now everyone unites around Malchus Beis David. Now comes the fourth and final war. This is the war of actual Goyg and Magoyg. When actually the king Goyg from Magoyg, from these places, that's when these people actually come. In stage four of these wars is the actual war of Nochemes Goyg and Magoyg. And those are the wars, this part of the war is what's explained in Yecheskel Lamed Ches and Lamites, where the Pasuk actually singles out Goyg, says, go look at Goyg. Doesn't just say there's going to be a war. It actually speaks about Goyg as a person. That is going to be the final step. The Goyim are going to come to conquer Eretz Yisrael from the Yidden, which by now the Yidden have been united under Malchus Beis David after dealing with their internal conflicts between Malchus Yisrael and Malchus Yehuda. They're finally united under Malchus Beis David. So now we have a united Yidden. But at that time, that's when the Goyim are going to come to fight the Yidden that have been established in Eretz Yisrael. And after this war, which will finally, the Goyim will be decimated, and all the world will recognize the Eibishter and all the Yidden is going to, everyone's going to recognize Malchus Beis David, that's when Mashiach ben David yikabel samalucha. That's when Mashiach ben David will be officially crowned. He'll be the undisputed leader, not just of Klal Yisrael, but the entire world. When is that going to happen? The recognition that the Eibishter is the complete balabas, and Mashiach ben David is going to be the leader of the entire world. That happens after the fourth stage, after the actual war with Mochemes Goyim Umogig. So to summarize, the first war is between Goyim north and south. The second war is between the Aseres HaShvatim and this northern king. The third war is between Yidin, Malchus Yehuda, and Malchus Yisrael. And the fourth war is between Goyim Umogig and Malchus Yehuda.